Welcome to the Tech and Lead podcast, where we provide discussion in which we will motivate and inspire you to place yourself first on your priority list. I'm Pamela Burkett Jones, career strategist, certified coach, consultant, speaker, and professor. Today's guest is Jennifer Foxworthy. Hey, Jennifer, welcome to the show.
Whoop, whoop. Hi, Pamela. Thank you for having me.
Oh, awesome. Jennifer, can you tell the audience more about who you are and what you represent?
Absolutely, Pamela. I am a Jesus Christ lover. I love my family. I love our country. I'm a retired Navy veteran. I served our country proudly for 21.7 years. I'm an entrepreneur. I'm a motivational speaker, published author. I am a founder and CEO of Inspirationally Speaking LLC, which is a for-profit company where my motivational speaking and my published works are under. And then I have a nonprofit 501c3 organization called Unstoppable You Ministries, and we provide emergency services, training, and supportive resources to individuals and families affected by domestic violence, human trafficking, and homelessness. So Jennifer is, I'm a busy woman, but I find strength and courage in God, and I have such a great support system, so I'm very blessed.
That's awesome, Jennifer. It seems like you got your plate full of, you know, different things. I mean, what was the leading factor to direct you where you, you know, to the work you're performing today in all aspects, for-profit, non-profit? I mean, what helped guided you there?
I truly believe that we were put on this earth to be of service. There are many that have, and there are many that don't have. And those that don't have, they haven't realized that they could have. And so I don't believe in that crab in the barrel mentality. I believe that once you move your way up the ladder, that you turn back with extended hand and you pull the next person up. So I'm not surprised that my life led into being in the military, because you volunteer your life, you sacrifice your time for country. So I just always believe in being of service and just being a blessing, just wanting to make a difference and putting my stamp in the world.
Wow. And then you left the military, then you went over to just really serve and start helping people get, you know, to where they want to go and get past things. I mean, was there anything that contributed to the direction you went into?
As far as the motivational speaking, I've always been a super extrovert, never met a stranger. I get that from my father and his side of the family. When I was in the military in 2015, so I was a part of a very elite group in the Navy, Naval Air Crewmen, where we flew inside the airplane, and I flew combat missions in three different wars, Kosovo, Afghanistan, and Iraq. But as a Black and as a woman, I was extremely rare. So rare, that matter of fact, I was the first in three different Navy squadrons based on my gender and skin color. So as your air crew, you think of the best way I could explain is like Tom Cruise in Top Gun. He has the flight suit on, the leather jacket. Mm-hmm. You're an aviator. And when I'm walking on base, I have all this on, and I truly stand out because, again, I'm few and far in between. There was a group of educators that were from around the country that were touring our base, and my path crossed one in the female bathroom. I was fixing my hair. I had my leather jacket on. I was about to receive an award, and she said, "You resemble success." And I'm like, what? This woman doesn't know me. Come to find out, she was the vice principal of Inglewood Adult Community School down in California. And she said, "You look like my students. I would love for you to come down and speak to them." This woman didn't know if I stuttered, if I had a message or anything. And this was just God, you know, just powerfully showing me. And I didn't even realize that he was going to explode my gifts. that I didn't even realize I had. And I told my leadership about this opportunity. I kept in touch with the woman. Her name is Lisa Fears. And I went down to Inglewood. You're talking about Compton, where they got the Crips and the Bloods and the gang violence and everything. And I spoke to, over that three-day period, spoke to over 200 inner-city school kids. And the love that I received and the hugs, the tears, many of the kids, they've seen the loss of the gang violence and the black on black crime, you just name it, the minority, what we deal with in the ghetto. And many of them were never encouraged by their own parents. So to have someone that looked like them say, hey, whatever you do, just be the best at it. Don't let anybody get in your way. Don't let anybody discourage you. That meant the world to them. And that sealed the deal of me being a motivational speaker. I felt like I was running in place and couldn't wait to finish my career so I could professionally become a motivational speaker. So that sealed the deal right there, was that opportunity. I thought it was a chance opportunity, and God just was like, I know he was laughing. He was like, my daughter, you have no idea.
Yes. And even you started off younger, but you actually started to, you know, graduating to, you went to bigger and older audience as well. Wow. And that must be great. Now, did you start speaking also while you were in the military, as far as speaking to the troops after that one as well?
Absolutely. Matter of fact, I had an event that I was asked to speak at prior to that, the story that I just told you. And I was the only enlisted speaker. It was the African American Heritage Celebration that they were doing on the base. And there was probably about 100 people in the audience. And I was the only one that received a standing ovation. And I was like, wow, there's something that I'm saying that people are holding on to and finding empowerment or inspiration from. From then on, I was asked around the base to speak at women history events and Pacific Islander and just all different types of events. My face was well known on the base. It was just extraordinary. So yes, I was able to encourage the troops as well as civilian. And it just manifested from there. I knew that is what I wanted to do. And so when I retired in 2013, I pursued motivational speaking or public speaking professionally. And there was a lot of things, and I know our topic is being intentional, of how all that factors in.
And of course, you said the magic word, and that's where I was going to get to next, your concept. And that's what caught my eye. Of your speaking, I mean, just seeing your presence. You talk about intentional living, which I know is a big thing. So what's your concept around intentional living that you speak to people about?
Well, as you know, Pamela, I'm a domestic violence survivor and thriver. I've been through some stuff. We all have. But it's a matter of finding purpose from the pain, if you allow it. And that only can come from a level of self-awareness. And it takes courage. It takes commitment to self-reflect and take that look inside to say, okay, where did I stumble? And how can I get up and learn from this? How do I not repeat? And when you don't want to repeat something, you become focused and intentional of making a strategy and plan to move forward. And that's that intentionality. So last year, I rebranded my inspirationally speaking motto to have a get fit mindset. And us military, we love making acronyms out of everything. Mm-hmm. And fit being the root word of fitness. When we think of fitness, we're thinking physical. But we also need to be fit mentally, emotionally, spiritually, culturally, socially, in our environment. Actually, there's 7 disciplines, and I have a social media series going on right now dealing with the disciplines, the 7 disciplines. So in order to have that get fit mindset, and fit stands for focused, intentional, and thriving. And when you think of balance, you think of those seven areas. There, you think of the spokes in a wheel. Those spokes are meant to keep the shape of the wheel, but also hold the tension and the stress put on that wheel from the body of the person sitting on the bike or in the car, what have you. It's about being intentional. So if one area is off balance, all the areas are going to suffer. So if we're not right spiritually, it's going to impact us emotionally, mentally, and then in our job, our occupation, our finances. So that's why I stress being intentional and getting focused. And that looks like your circle of friends. Yes. What people in your family you hang around with. Who do you network with? If I believe iron sharpens iron. And if you're the only person in your circle that's doing inspiring, then you need a new group of friends, right?
Exactly. Exactly.
Because you need to be inspired as well. If you're constantly giving and doing and you're showing up and you're inspiring so many people, but you're not getting poured back into, then that cup is going to get depleted. And then you're going to start going in your flesh and feeling a certain way that, hey, what about me? My needs are not getting met. So it takes a level of self-awareness in each of those areas to say, how can I do better? And what strategies can I put into it? And when we're focused and intentional, that's when we thrive.
Now, Jennifer, your focus areas, can you list those focus areas that you're talking about for intentional living?
Absolutely. So I mentioned your occupation and finances. So in this social media, I listed that as one. So occupational and your finances. Then you have emotional. You have to be balanced emotional. And that looks like if you need counseling, if you need therapy, support groups, challenging irrational thoughts, feelings, behaviors, self-awareness, creating healthy boundaries. Then you have spiritual wellness. That is forgiving and asking for forgiveness, practicing humility, meditation, seeking peace, joy, and happiness. Choosing to be the salt and the light instead of darkness and bitterness. Praying. Then there's intellectual. And actually this week, this fourth week, I'll be going over what does intellectual look like. And that could be seeking mentoring and coaching, keeping your network tight. There's also physical balance, where getting your preventive care. So many times we are not intentional about doing mammograms, colonoscopies, our routine appointments with our primary care physician, dental. All these things help keep our temple, our body on point. Because if our temple breaks down, everything else is going to fall apart. You can't work. That means your finances suffer. So again, you see the ripple effect when something is when one area is off balance. Then you have cultural and social balance. That means volunteering in your community, donating to organizations of causes that you trust and believe in, becoming socially aware and active. You know, again, that's why I'm involved with human trafficking and domestic violence and homelessness. Many people, this is why people constantly go into jail and incarceration. It's like a revolving door because they've witnessed the violence or they've been sexually harmed. Maybe they've been homeless. And that despair keeps them in a limited mindset. You also have environment. That looks like going out and enjoying nature. God's beauty is all around us if we seek to choose it. I love going to waterfalls. Matter of fact, Pamela, last year, me and my family, we went camping four different times. We saw nine different waterfalls. And it brought us closer together as a family. In the even in the midst of COVID and all the chaos, I left the laptop and everything at home and just went into nature and listened to God just speak to my heart. You know, just recycling. You know, just there's different things. And then the last
one. Yeah,
I truly
understand.
Absolutely. So those are the seven areas.
Okay. Well, you were going to say the last one. Did you finish the focus area?
I think I did. It's just a matter of recognizing those seven areas and being intentional about them.
Wow. You know, Jennifer, we're going to take a quick break and going to come right back and talk a little bit more about intentional living.
Amen. Thank you.
Hello and welcome. This is Allison G. Daniels. I am so excited about my podcast, The Author's Lab. Tune in every Tuesday at 7 o'clock p.m., where I will be providing powerful tips, tools, and techniques about writing. Hope to see you there.
Hello, this is Pamela Burkhead-Jones, career strategist, founder of Proactive Life Coaching and Consulting. In your professional life, are you repeatedly saying to yourself, there has to be more to life than what I'm experiencing now? There has to be a better way to reaching my goals, aspirations, and desires. There is no way I can keep going down this road and maintain a level of satisfaction. This leads you to feeling stuck, overwhelmed, cloudy with uncertainty. I have a coaching program which will stir up your passion and develop a strategy to get you moving on to your next level. Contact me for further discussion. My email is contact@proactivelife.com. Visit me at my website at liveproactively.com, or you can telephone me at 240-682-1343. Looking forward to hearing from you. Thanks for hanging in there. We're back with Jennifer Foxworthy. Now, Jennifer, before we went on break, you actually explained the focus areas. Is it seven or eight? Is it actually seven?
I'm actually covering seven. There's seven. Now, it appears to be eight, but I combined occupational and financial because they go hand in hand.
Okay. Well, you talked about it and you kind of explained it more. So let's talk about what do you see with a person who don't have, what are the effects of a person who don't live their life intentionally and just go on that circle wheel of just living and not having, you know, some type of focus? What do you see happen?
Pamela, that's a great question. What I see is a passing down of a generational curse. I have seen men and women, they have experienced something traumatic in their life, in their childhood. And unfortunately, as they get older and they leave it unprocessed, but then they have children, then they enter into relationships, but those relationships become tense and stressed. And when you have a child who then witnesses that tension and that stress and that dysfunction, now you are teaching negative behaviors, thoughts, and feelings, and it carries on. Matter of fact, I'm a product of generational curses. My mom and my dad, they did the best that they could for me, but based on their experiences, so my father, his father left him and his siblings when they were like young teenagers. So my dad didn't have someone to teach him, monogamy and commitment. And this is how a man should behave and act. My mom, she experienced physical abuse by her mother, and her father was an alcoholic. So when you have these two people that come together with these childhood traumas and issues, they come together, then I become a product of it. The trauma, their trauma doesn't go away. It just becomes now more exasperated, and I'm now witnessing it. So then I don't have a healthy self-esteem. And I grew up in the time frame where being dark skinned with full lips was not considered attractive. So it was common for other ethnicities to point out these features that I started to become conscious about. But then when I was in high school, I had three black boys in my class bully me about these same features. And my young, impressionable mind could not understand how could someone, I look like their mother, I look like them, they got the same features. I couldn't understand it. So any self-esteem that I had was then non-existent. That led me to looking for love and acceptance in wrong places, and unfortunately using my body to get that love and acceptance. I did not realize at that young age that my body was a temple, and that the Holy Spirit, when you accept Jesus Christ, resides there. There were so many things I wish I was could have known or been poured into me.
And then fast forward through life, how did you bring your attentions to change that thinking and to go to a different pathway? How did you connect it in at that point?
Because I experienced a domestic violence relationships. And once I got out of it, I was like, okay, that was not fun. That was not cool. I don't want to have that. And as I got older, you know, I then met my husband that I've been happily married to for over 13 years. I knew if I always wanted a child, I didn't want to pass on that generational curse. I'm like, okay, the buck stops with me, but what does that look like? And I had to go on a journey of healing. I had to acknowledge what I experienced because denial feeds dysfunction. Then I had to restore my broken soul because I have been depleted and broken down all my life with the low self-esteem and confidence, low self-confidence. And then ultimately I had to forgive. I forgave myself. I forgave my abuser. And then I also forgave like my parents and anybody else who I held responsible in rearing me. Why didn't they give me the tools I needed to navigate this cruel and crazy world? So that was the intentional. The intentional was the healing. And when it's about acknowledging every area that I mentioned earlier in the segment, acknowledging what are my finances like? How am I operating at my job? Am I a part of the team or am I a loner isolating myself? What is my spiritual life, wellness like? Do I pray? Do I have a sense of belonging? Do I meditate? Do I self-reflect? How involved am I in the environment or socially or culturally? Do I donate my time, my money, my efforts? Do I take the time to know about different causes? That's about when you heal and you are intentional about it, you go from victim to survivor to thriver. And that's how you find your personal peace, purpose, and power.
Yes. And I just love hearing it. You actually, you know, I was going to ask that question to you as far as telling, but you were able to give them your story and how you did it. So if a person that's listening to the sound of your voice or my voice in this podcast, they can see exactly from a real life example, which is your example, how they move towards focus and intentionally living intentionally. So now I'm going to ask you, do you know of any resources or tools which is readily available for individuals looking to learn more about intentional living, or at least to go in those directions?
Absolutely. I would encourage your listeners to follow me on social media. I'm on LinkedIn, Instagram, Facebook. I do have Twitter, but I don't use it as often as I could. Reach out to me via my website, www.inspirationallyspeaking.com, or just Google Jennifer Foxworthy. I'm touchable. I'm approachable. I love people. I love seeing people get to the next level. I have YouTube channels for Inspirationally Speaking LLC, as well as Unstoppable You Ministries, so they can glean from the videos that I have on there. I would also encourage people to check out self-help books or get into a Bible teaching church. There's differences. There are churches that are all about the prosperity gospel or the New Age, you know, theology. You need something, you know, people need to know God's word and grow and foster that relationship with Jesus Christ. And that's what I've been able to do through all my bumps, trials, tribulations. Pamela, I'll share this with you. I'm in my fourth year of reading the Bible from cover to cover. I don't say that boastingly. It's from Genesis to Revelation, and each time God reveals something more.
Yeah.
I share that because that relationship is so important, because he is the center. He's, you know, to those spokes. And so, yeah, if I strengthen my spiritual, then I know that I can work everything else out, but it's a healthy balance.
Now, Jennifer, I do know that there's a lot, some people who actually, if you're talking about someone that's gone through something that they're ashamed of, or so it's kind of hard to reach out to people ready, available, and because some people have to get to know. And so what, for a self-help book, what's your maybe, do you have two of your favorite ones that you go to that maybe you can just point somebody to in the direction, you know, if they want to start, just to give them that kickstart?
I love Yala Vincent, and that's I probably not pronouncing it correctly, Ayala Vincent, and one of her best-selling books was Until Today. It's a daily devotions for spiritual growth and peace of mind. You know, I enjoy, you know, T.D. Jakes. He has a lot of great wisdom in his books. And then also, you know, I would encourage people to look in their networks. Who do they admire, or who do they see that is doing it right? Pay attention to the post, and then to reach out to them, send a message to say, you know what, I'm struggling in this area, but I see that you're thriving in this area. Do you mind providing, you know, some information? How did you get there? It's just a matter of opening up your mouth. And I know people are riddled with shame and guilt, but that is of Satan. And at some point, you have to get sick and tired of being sick and tired. And I think that's what was the catalyst for me. I got sick and tired of being sick and tired of receiving the same results again, dealing with different people, but the results were the same. And so I had to, like, wow, I'm the common denominator. I'm not great in math, but I know about the common denominator. And so if everybody is different, but I'm getting the same results, then I have to look inside. And so, yeah, pick up books, you know, or just Google scriptures about self-esteem. I got a PhD in Google. I think we all do.
Yes.
You can Google anything. If you're afraid to ask, then you have access to a computer, just Google how to have healthy relationships, or, you know, listen to your podcast. I know you have great guests. Look at, yeah, the information is abundant.
Yes.
If you don't know, it's because you're not expanding your mind enough to know.
Yes. Now, Jennifer, we're getting close to the end of the show, and I want you to, you know, I want to ask you three actionable items that you can give the listeners, because you set your attentions and you've been sticking with them to have attention fill life. What are three actionable items that you can give them to kind of follow your lead, to, in all of our leads, to how we set intentions, but a lot of times we break from them, or people do something, or they get distracted. What are three things that you could kind of give the audience, so they can set them and stick to them and stay there and keep moving forward.
The one question I would pose is, does it bring peace or dysfunction in your life? And that goes with anything, friends, family, job, whatever it is. Does it bring peace or does it bring dysfunction? And draw a line, put peace in one side and dysfunction on the other, and start putting things in those categories. And if it's creating dysfunction, then you have to put a goal or a plan in place. What is the plan to bring it from dysfunction into peace? If that means saying to someone, I love you, but I'm going to love you from a distance, then mm-hmm. so be it. So there's also something that I use quite a bit, and that's a SWOT analysis. Many business people will use a SWOT analysis, and SWOT stands for strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. This is something that people can easily do. Again, I'm all about creating a visual representation. Create four blocks. And then think about the aspects of your life, about the seven different areas that I've talked about. What are the strengths? Is it, okay, I'm very resilient. I'm a good listener. I don't mind asking questions. Those are strengths. What are the opportunities? I can take that trauma that I experienced, that I healed from, and I can write and publish a book. That was the opportunity that I was able to get from my domestic violence relationship. In addition, start a nonprofit to help others. What are the threats? Am I closed-minded? Am I hanging around the wrong crowd? Do they not feed into me? Am I creating my own dysfunction? And then also, what are the areas of improving? Maybe I need to crack open the Bible more often. Maybe I need to join a different church. The areas of improvement, what does that look like? How can I improve to where I can have success in all aspects of my life? So that's the three actionable items, is asking yourself questions. Is it peace or dysfunction? Doing a personal SWOT analysis, or even a professional SWOT analysis, and then creating a plan, a strategy, and then executing.
Yep. Sounds good. This sounds good. Now, Jennifer, I know you a little bit earlier, you gave them your information as far as how to get in touch with you. I know we're going to have it when they see that. Could you spell your last name and how your name is presented on your social media? And
yes. So Jennifer, and Foxworthy is spelled F as in Fox or Frank, OXW. O-R-T-H-Y, Foxworthy. Many people heard of the redneck comedian, Jeff Foxworthy. Yeah, I'm no relation. I only know one redneck joke. Jennifer Foxworthy. And I have two businesses, and that's Inspirationally Speaking, LLC. And then the nonprofit is Unstoppable You, and that's Y-O-U, Ministries, Inc. And if they look those up or they go to the website, they can contact me, and I'd be more than willing and would love to be a supportive resource for your listeners.
And you also have, you mentioned you have a book. What's the name of the book and where can I get that?
The name of the book is titled Tomorrow My Sunshine Will Come, Memoirs of Women Who Survived Domestic Violence. They can get the book. They can order it right through my website. I'll get the notification. So they can pay through the website. I get the notification, and I will give a personal autograph and ship it to that individual. Well, unlike if they get it from like Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, many of the online distributors, even Walmart.com, you can get the book, but you don't get the autograph. So, and I only get a portion of the royalties when you go through an online distributor. But if you go through my website or contact me through social media, then I'm able to hook the individual up with a personal autograph. I get to keep all of the proceeds and ship it directly to them.
Okay. Now, Jennifer, thank you for coming on the show and being my guest. Intentional living, I mean, that's such a great topic. You know, we've, you know, covered a lot bases, and, you know, I'm sure that, you know, listening to this has really enlightened a lot of people. And I just want to thank you for coming on and talking about it. Now, I know you, before I sign out, I know you have, you said you have, you know, a series going on. And where could they see that series? Is it going to be on all your social media, or is it, so where can they
yes,
tune
ma'am.
In?
Yes, ma'am. So on Monday through Friday, I'm posting on Facebook on the Inspirationally Speaking LLC page, as well as LinkedIn. And then on Tuesdays at 8 a.m., I go live on my YouTube channel, on LinkedIn, and on the Facebook page. So three ways to catch this live video where I'll discuss this topic. So this is week four of the seven disciplines of intentional living. And this week I'll be covering intellectual wellness or balance.
And so, great. And if they want to listen to the replays, they can just go. You keep them up so they can go
ma'am.
Back. And if they want to hear week one, two, and three. Okay.
Great. Absolutely. Great. Absolutely. All the posts are still up. They can glean from them, learn from them, comment, and everything.
Oh, great, great. Well, thank you, listeners, for tuning in. Remember, we're here every Thursdays at 7 p.m., and if you can't catch us, at 7 p.m. is a replay 24/7, and you can listen to it anytime after that. If you'd like to reach out to me, my website is liveproactively.com. I'm on Facebook as Pamela Burkett-Jones. Business page is Proactive Life Coaching and Consulting. Instagram, Live Proactively. Thank you for tuning in, and I'm looking forward to our next show. Thank you, Jennifer.
Yay. Thank you.